Hello.
There is no gray.
Don't come to me thinking I'm gonna feel sorry for you. If anything at all, I'll pull down your pants, take off my belt, and whoop your behind.
Just black and white.
Man, them jokers was big. Size of a quarter, doggone. It's a kapuya, kapuya.
This is the truth.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Danny Land.
And I'll make them pay.
All right, here we go. Hello, friends. Sorry for the delay in the podcast, but and I got you support it, you love it, I appreciate it. Been a weird week. I don't sleep. Maybe 90 minutes a night. That's it. It's my problem. I'll deal with it because what? You can't hurt steel. My name is Danny Chegolinski. I watch the news so you don't have to, and this is Danny Land. We are patriots. Love the United States Constitution. We hate the government. We run silent, we run deep. More government, more problems. Get it, right? We're going to cover the Chinese virus. Dr. Fauci and Slow Joe. Got a Karen story from Cleveland. The illegal aliens are getting ready for prom night by the border as we speak, and so much more. I want to start the podcast by talking about the passing of this great American football coach, Marty Schottenheimer. This is not a sports story, okay? It's a human interest story, and you'll understand here. Marty was the seventh winningest coach of all time, coached the Browns, Redskins, Chargers, Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I was in Kansas City in 1995, and I tell you all the time, love the town, love the people. I'm going to bring in a great friend of mine, my former producer, Jason Doyle. We called him on here in Kansas City, we called him Richard Cunningham because he had this flaming red hair, and he was it was so fun to go, Cunningham! It's just fun. So, again, young, dumb, Kansas City, 1995. I was flanked by Karen Barber. She was my co-host, an amazing woman, an amazing broadcaster. The air staff at Mix 93.3 in Kansas City in 1995, filled with radio superstars. And somehow I was chosen to be the morning guy in the engine of this train. There was a moment when my life crossed the path of Marty Schottenheimer. Now, here's the man that's going to tell the story of this amazing coach, amazing person, Marty Schottenheimer, Jason Doyle. And again, he will always be Richie Cunningham to me. Cunningham, I love you. Thanks for the time. Tell the story, please.
I tell people the story all the time because that's the day I became a Chiefs fan because that was the day I met Marty Schottenheimer.
Right.
And it was all because we had just gotten our morning show mugs and we decided to do what we called the citywide morning mugging. Fax this in. How many people are this? We're going to bring you donuts, coffee, and of course, the very big collection Mix 93 mug. Now, what was really cool is we got hundreds of faxes. We literally got hundreds of faxes on that morning
right.
when we made that announcement.
Right.
But there was a story you told
yeah.
on the radio.
All right.
Just before we announced that promotion.
What was that?
That story was when Marty Schottenheimer was a coach in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And you were working as a trash engineer or something like that. I don't know.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, Marty. Yes. I love Marty.
And you were talking about how great Marty was as a guy. He treats
right.
people like regular people, and he left out beer and tickets for you guys, and you always appreciated it. You said
great.
That he was a great coach,
yeah.
and that Kansas City was very lucky to have him.
Right.
Then we made that announcement for that contest,
right.
and we got a fact from one Arrowhead place. But they didn't say Marty or anything like that. It was just, okay, all right. So when we decided, the day of, we decided that one Arrowhead place would be our last stop. We'd make a big deal about it, all that kind of good stuff.
Right.
And so I get in there, and they go, hey, you're Richie Cunningham from Mix 93. Comes out with Marty Schottenheimer, all four. Marty Schottenheimer coming out with his hand extended. He said, I heard that story that they said on the radio. It's too bad he's not here.
No! Wait. You... Freaking Cunningham, goddammit, freaking 25 years later, Marty said he wanted to see me?
That was it. Yes, Marty wanted to see you because you said such nice things about him. So basically, we were, you know, we got to talk back and forth. He talked to him a little bit on the air and good stuff. And we were toward the end of the show.
Yeah.
And so we were done. And he goes, hey, come back to my office. I've got some things I'm going to autograph for your guys and stuff like that. And that's how you landed that autograph. And I became a Chiefs fan. Because there's a really cool thing about as I was sitting there in his office, kind of looking around, I was looking out. Well, it oversees the stadium.
Right.
And at that point in time, there was snow on the ground, so you couldn't see the hash marks. But in the end zones, you could see the red KC underneath the snow. And that's when I fell in love. That was the moment I fell in love with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Cunningham, I love it. Jason Doyle, media personality in Oklahoma City. Amazing story about an amazing, caring man that, I'm sorry, he was a true leader of men. Marty Schottenheimer passes away at the age of 77. All right, stay with football here. Super Bowl in Tampa. Everybody's still freaking about the Chinese virus. Florida's, again, I lived in Florida for, 14 years? 2004 to 2018. A lot of friends, a lot of good people in Florida. Hi, peeps. But the people are weird, all right? If you're in Florida, you know what I'm saying. Just a little left of center. Not many people wear masks or do the social distancing thing, all right? So it kind of freaked out Randy Kay of CNN on Super Bowl weekend.
Well, Anna, we're trying to enjoy it safely. We are at the Poor House in Tampa, which is a very lively bar and restaurant, which is why I am double masked. But if you take a look here at the scene behind me, you can see that a lot of people are here. They're gathered. They're already cheering for their favorite team. They're outside, so it's considered to be safer, and they are allowed to be here. They're only supposed to take their masks off while they're eating or drinking, but you can see quite a large crowd, certainly not all in one single family or one single household that are mixing, but that is allowed here in the city of Tampa right now.
All right, there you go. CNN's, who was that? Randy Kay. She sounds like my mother did when my mother came home when I was in high school and saw I was having a party with a bunch of Little King's cream ale. by the way, here in Ohio, we just had the curfew lifted here in Ohio. Every state has a different set of rules. Now, I've been bitching about this for over a year. We all have to be in agreement, and that's not happening. So you see the chaos. Staying with the Super Bowl. Did you see the streaker? I have no idea why people streak. It's always, by the way, the person that streaks, if you ever witnessed it, it's always the person that you wished would never take off their clothes. I've never seen a Playboy centerfold streaking at a sporting event. Kevin Harlan, though, a play-by-play guy, he did the call, the play-by-play of the streaker. It's absolutely outstanding.
Second down, 20, 5:03 to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra. And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line. Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Oh, my God. Is that like that's like a mission statement of Dandyland. What is it, Kevin?
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Slow Joe, what is your mission statement there, sir?
True and international average of pressure.
Yeah, okay. A lot of Karens out there, kids. In fact, we, I'm happy to say that one here locally went viral. She was at a place called Mark's. It's kind of like a cross between Target and Family Dollar. Cops got calls. She wouldn't wear a mask. And then the hilarity ensues. Here we go.
We're going to touch you.
Miss?
Don't touch me.
Okay, hand behind your back.
Relax.
No. You can keep recording all you want, but we're going to put it in your purse. You want to cuff on or not?
Oh, I can't wait to see your ass.
Don't want to provide.
Let's get. Oh! Illegal search!
I'm not.
Illegal!
You can't have the first.
Illegal
if you kick
search.
Me, you're going to go to jail.
Illegal!
All right, we're talking about the mask. How about that? That's Ohio Mark's Karen there, right? Not bad, huh? We need to talk about the Slow Joe, okay? I'm going to be honest. Watching this guy on TV is comparable to how I would feel watching pornography with my mom. It's just, I feel very uncomfortable. And again, I struggle watching the news. But I turn on the freaking TV, and Slow Joe sounds like an obscene phone caller with a hanky over the phone, all right? Because he's wearing like 16, 17 masks. I don't know what's going on. It's just creepy.
My friends behind me, Dr. Collins and Dr. Fauci, about whether or not I should take my mask off. And the truth is, although we're more than 10 feet away, I think it's important that I not.
Okay.
It's critically important, the message. I realize I'm speaking to a vast majority, at least I hope I am, of the folks out here at NIH. You know that wearing this mask
can't even breathe.
The next year here can save lives, a significant number of lives.
Oh, jeez. By the way, another clown of the dope show is Dr. Fauci. He loves to talk about masks, all right, and wearing two, and wearing them till the end of time. But again, a year ago, he said not to wear one. I'm not kidding. Google January 21st, 2020, and Dr. Fauci, and then listen to what he's saying right now.
You know, Brett, that will really be dependent upon how we get the level of virus in the community down. If we can get, and I have used this as an estimate, it's not definitive, that if we can get 70 to 85% of our population vaccinated and get to what we would hope would be to a degree of herd immunity, which really is an umbrella or a veil of protection against the community, where the level of virus is so low, it's not a threat at all, then at that point you could start thinking in terms of not having to have uniform wearing of masks. But we're certainly not near there yet.
Just wear them for the rest of time, okay? Just, you know, why not just buy a giant mask and live in it? Put the wheels on the mask. Of course, the Democrats are so insulted about this insurrection thing. They claim that their lives were in danger. The national security of the country was on the line. Really? Come on. Can we be honest here? What happened on January 6th was not a Mondo Jovial type tundra, okay? But this is a sound bite from a douche cape that made it to the floor, okay? And all this guy seemed to be interested in was smoking a little bit of weed.
We made history, guys. People are smoking weed in here. Can I please hit that and take history with you? I'm smoking weed. Thank you, Patriot. We made history. This is our house. This is our house.
Are you kidding me? This guy, the guy you just heard of, this guy and his friends are going to take down the Capitol. They're going to take over the Capitol, seriously? If you believe that, look in the mirror and see a freaking idiot that you are, because that wasn't going to happen, all right? Stoner boy there was not close to seeing Nancy Pelosi. Stop being sheep, all right? On Danny Land, what we do is we question everything. Government lies all the time. We're in big trouble. National security is at risk, not because of Donald Trump. It's because of Slow Joe. This is the guy that wanders away from a bingo tournament at the retirement home, and he walks into a freaking river, okay?
So I know what it's like being commander-in-chief is an enormous responsibility and one that I will never take lightly or easily. Imagine the incredible love it must have taken for the proud Tuskegee Airmen. This organization thrives and succeeds because of our people. This is an organization that has defeated American enemies. I will never, ever dishonor you. I will never disrespect you.
Is there anything more you want to say there?
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man!
Let's go back to the vaccine and Dr. Fauci. He says that we need about 75%. 75% to be vaccinated, at the very least, to create herd immunity. So let's go down to Florida and let's see how the vaccine's going in Florida.
Howard Schechter waited in this line for hours to get his second dose of the vaccine, only to be turned away.
told us that we're not on the computer list and that we can't get our second shot today.
He's not alone. Hundreds of people have been turned away in the last 2 days. Yesterday, we told you about Betty Warder, who waited in this line for hours and was then turned away. After we spoke to state officials, she went online to register and did receive a call back. The solution they offered her is nearly unbelievable.
They wanted to give me the vaccine, the second dose, but in Miami.
That's right. A state employee actually suggested that she drive more than 4 hours to get her second dose of the vaccine in Miami.
I laugh, but this is reason for concern, folks. And again, my name is Danny Jagielinski. This is Danny Land. Check out my website, too, RadioDanny.com. Be my friend on Facebook, Radio Danny. The way things are going right now, we're not going to reach 75% vaccinated for the herd immunity that Fauci was talking about. So too many people asking too many questions. That's what's going on. So the caveat is, now follow me here, this is coming, mandatory vaccinations for travel. Trust me, we are in deep trouble. Let me warn you of another thing that is happening at the border with the Chinese virus. Tucker Carlson of Fox, right on point. This is happening right now.
Tonight we've learned the Joe Biden administration is releasing thousands of foreign nationals living here illegally into American neighborhoods without bothering to test them for the coronavirus.
Unreal.
People from countries with high infection rates, living in crowded conditions, sent forth into the American population like COVID isn't real. That's happening. It is the official policy of the U.S. government.
Okay, so what he said there was brilliant, but I'll give you the Cliff Note version, all right? American citizens will be forced to stay home while illegals get all of your rights. It's happening right in front of you. How much further will they go, they, the left, to insult you and, I'm sorry, your constitutional rights? As we always say here on Dannyland, be safe, be smart, stay low, stay informed. Again, I don't receive any money for the podcast. It's a release for me, creative outlet. I enjoy it. I really do. But help me out here. Let's promote the podcast, because the more people that listen to the podcast, the more powerful the podcast becomes. And the podcast power comes from you. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever you can do. Have yourself a great week, and we'll talk again next week.
Shut up and sit down.
Have just experienced the truth.
Those asinine morons who canceled us were themselves fired for incompetence.
Make sure to tune it again to Danny Land.
I'm charming and clever, and I can unhook a bra with my toes.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.